it's fascinating. I think ultimately, you know, we like to think of it as a sport, and, you know, we love our teams, we love our players, the players love to play, but there is a business side to it, and there's a lot of detail, and a lot of lawyers get involved, and once that happens, there's times it can be very complicated. So I think we did a great job as players of holding our ground, in a sense, on some things that maybe the ownership side was pushing for that we felt would really have a negative effect. I think we really focused on competition issues. I think one of the things that how the game is, it's kind of sickening, in my opinion, to see, you know, the tanking issue, or the teams that are essentially, mm-hmm. you know, announcing in the offseason that they don't plan on winning any games. You know, it's not, the goal isn't to win this year. That seems like a horrible product to put on the field, to tell your fans, to tell your city that we're not going to go out and compete this year. So we put a handful of things that are new to baseball. We have a lottery system for the draft that hopefully will have an effect. We were able to dip our toe in revenue sharing, various little things that hopefully will get kind of those teams that were doing these 5-, 6-, 10-year rebuilds to kind of kick their butts in gear and get them out and compete and give the fans really what they want.